show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life. And normally streaming out of Brandon, Manitoba, Canada, we're in Thompson today. The beach bunker got blown right off its moorings. And we decided to be a little further north than Dauphin compared to last week. Holy cow for wind. We got hit with a hurricane over the weekend. It never ends for us, does it? Oh my God, I hope you had a great Dad's Day weekend. Welcome into another week, Sunseekers. Mid-June, we're down the home stretch to that last day of school. We're back in Beach Bunker home base, all kidding aside, back at home base. And it was a really windy weekend. We sustained some property damage over the weekend. Trees blown down. There's all kinds of branches lying around. We'll take a look at some of the pictures and fallout, including some hydro outages that may still be in effect today. We'll give you an update coming up a little bit. Also, we want to know how your Dad's Day was. Yesterday's good thing is coming up, and of course, we'll take a look at not just yesterday, but the entire weekend. And some fun with air traffic control in Edmonton involving the Florida Panthers, and we'll show you that. Also, good news for coffee drinkers this morning. The health benefits of coffee are incredible. And as we grab a Monday coffee together, you're going to love this news. And Kate Middleton made a return to the public eye over the weekend. Chances are that showed up in your newsfeed. If not, we've got it for you. And she's looking fantastic. And I knew it. She's going to be a shining example for so many around the world when she beats this thing. We're all rooting for her. 10 days to go in school. 10 days, 8 hours, 29 minutes. The countdown is on to that last day of school. It's going to be a really cool week. In fact, we will struggle to get to normal this time of year. 14 degrees for the high tomorrow. Oof. Get your vehicle ready for that summer road trip. Please see my friends over at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. I got to meet Allison. I think I was telling you on Friday's show, got to meet Allison from Allison's Cafe upstairs. Such a wonderful person. And I got some carrot cake. They've got some great food up there. You can go and have some food up there while you get your vehicle all serviced. Of course, when you get an oil change at Murray's, you're also helping Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Get a multi-point inspection. They show you the filters while you wait. You're in and out in a flash at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Speaking of goodies, Kuiper's Family Bakery for cinnamon buns, sticky buns, cookies, and a whole lot more for all your baked cravings. Check out Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, those sausage rolls for Dad. Now, Dad, here's the thing. If you didn't get sausage rolls as part of your Dad's Day present, Kuiper's Family Bakery, go in there and tell them, you know what? I heard on the Tyler Glenn show that I am owed some sausage rolls. You owe it to yourself to check out the sausage rolls, Dads. They are the big good. They're the baked item especially for Dad. At 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Those pizza buns are pretty damn good, too. I grabbed two of them on the way out, on the way to Dauphin on Friday. In and out as everybody's loading up for the weekend at Kuiper's Family Bakery. And Skydancer Casino, just 88 minutes south of Brandon, in Belcourt, North Dakota. Skydancer Casino, they had some great Father's Day fun over the weekend and a busy weekend at the water park. Yes, they've got a retractable roof on that brand new water park at Skydancer Casino. And when the weather gets hot enough, they open that puppy up. It is, it's a lot of fun. They got a lazy river. They've got a food and drink poolside. And of course, they've got, stay and play specials at the Skydancer Casino. All you have to do is give them a follow on social media. You can do that on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and visit their website at skydancercasino.com. And you can take a look at, the amazing rooms that they've got to offer. They're doing some renovations in the, what was called the old fashioned lodge rooms when they initially built the casino. It's one part of the hotel area, the original part. They've shut some of it down, and they're doing the renovations. The tower area is the newest part that you see when you pull up to Skydancer Casino. Hunter Hayes is coming this fall, and Nelly is coming in August. Two great shows, and they've got a carnival. The Thomas Carnival is coming on July the 3rd for the fourth week. So if you didn't get enough corn dogs and cotton candy for our exhibition, by all means, check it out at Skydancer Casino, just 88 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota. So technically, this is still spring. So Mother Nature's got a couple of days. Cindy says, cool temps are okay as long as it doesn't rain anymore. Or can the wind die down? It's been windy since Easter. It is literally, we're good with the wind. I don't mind a breeze, keeps the mosquitoes away, but I think we're good with the wind. We got time. We got till Thursday. Thursday at 3:40 is the official arrival of summer. Did you have an exciting Father's Day, or was it uneventful and quick like this gentleman's? This is so true. This is so true.
I had breakfast in bed and a foot massage. You don't wrote me poems and now more gifts and I don't just take it back.
Oh, you made Daddy a card, huh? Looks like you put in about as much time and effort into making this as I did making you.
What a start to Mother's Day weekend. Oh, I can't wait for the next 48 hours of surprises.
All right, we'll do a Father's Day lunch. 20 minutes. I gotta get back to the yard work.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom!
Happy Mother's Day, all my friends who are moms. I called every single one of you.
Happy Mother's Day, every single woman in my family. She was a mom.
Happy Mother's Day, Susie. I know you don't know me. I looked in the church directory at every woman who's a mom. And
yes,
I'm calling.
Yes, dads just get the quick.
Hardest job in the world.
Moms get the entire weekend.
No, if I had it my way, the only person who'd call me dad today is you, honey.
Babe, can you believe my first Mother's Day's this weekend?
Are we supposed to do something? I mean, you're pregnant, but you're not a mom.
What? Oh, we're celebrating. I'm creating a miracle. So you better create a miracle on Sunday.
All right, babe. Head out for a round of golf.
Wait, what? You're golfing today?
It's Father's Day. We're pregnant, right? I mean, we threw you a freaking parade a month ago.
That's not the same.
I'll be back in 7 hours.
Bye.
I'll see you in 6.5 months.
Yeah, Mother's Day versus Father's Day. It's always such a big production. It's an entire weekend. It could be an entire week. It's Mother's Day week. And then with dads, not so much. And you know what statistically can be proven? More money is spent on Mother's Day. Some would say even twice as much money is spent on Mother's Day versus Father's Day. Why is that? Come on. Dads need the love too. So we're going to declare this Dad's Day week. This is a continuation. This is overtime. So happy Dad's Day week, guys. Happy Dad's week this week. I think Florida threw the game. I'll say it. No one else wants to. I might get in trouble. My son got angry. He's like, are you nuts? Do you realize how many millions of dollars is on the line? If it was found out that they had thrown the game and then they come back, the Oilers come back and win it, people are getting fired. Well, it's just true. But, I mean, Florida's dominating the Oilers. Let's just be honest here. They're completely crushing the Oilers. And so they're like, you know what? Let's have some fun. Let's shoot the puck around. They look like they were completely disinterested. And then the Oilers are just like, yeah. You know, they're like, let's kick their ass. Let's pound them into the pavement. I'm just like, well, you better enjoy it, guys, because they're going back to Florida. They want to win it at home, I'm thinking. Edmonton Air Traffic Control playfully tries to divert the Florida Panthers' flight. This happened before the game. Air traffic controllers at the Edmonton International Airport had a bit of a good-humored fun as the Panthers flight from Fort Lauderdale came in for a landing on Wednesday of last week. Now, as we were telling you on the show, a tropical disturbance brought a whole bunch of rain to southern Florida, so they had a problem getting out of Florida to begin with. So they opted for an extra night in their own beds. They did some practicing in Fort Lauderdale, and then they flew to Edmonton. Their flight scheduled to take off at 1 p.m. did not get off the ground until 4:30, putting them on track to land in Edmonton not until after 8. So, you know, if they were trying as hard as they could, chances are this was likely due to maybe some travel fatigue. It was not an easy journey to get all the way up from Florida to Edmonton, Alberta for that game on Saturday night. But air traffic control had some flight. They threatened to divert the plane. So this is an actual air traffic control audio from Wednesday.
I've got about a 2-hour hold for you or whatever it would take for you to be low enough of fuel that you'll have to divert from Edmonton. And mention it to your passengers. Maybe they'll figure it out. Delta 8948, against my better judgment, when ready, descend level 2900. Charge at 2385, go ahead.
Have you got a score on the hockey game?
Game's tomorrow.
I thought it was tonight. I guess you don't. Okay.
Yeah, actually, the Panthers are just headed into Edmonton right now.
Okay, maybe you can divert them.
Divert them to Saskatoon.
I threatened them with a hold until they would have to divert. They didn't seem interested.
Good one.
No, of course they weren't diverted and they landed and they got their butts kicked. I bet you they were, you know, looking back at that, they wish they were diverted. It would have been funny to have them land in Saskatoon. It would have been, somebody would have got fired. No one's got a sense of humor anymore, but some pilot did because he overheard it. But obviously wasn't up on the, he's about as much of a hockey fan as I am. What's the score in the game? Actually, it's not till tomorrow. Anyway. Auto Fashion. They don't just do detailing. It is fine auto finishing with our friends at Auto Fashion. Yes, with hail, more hail. You got to remember our friends at Auto Fashion. They've got paintless dent repair. They are SGI and MPI accredited at Auto Fashion. So if you get hail, get on over to Auto Fashion. Courtesy cars are available as well at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. Next to the car wash. Coming up this weekend in Brandon, Healing Tranquility and Teresa, Healing Tranquility with Teresa, and Essentially Entwined with Sylvia invite you to the annual Summer Solstice event, Saturday, June 22nd, 11 till 5 at the North End Community Center on Stickney Avenue behind Lady of the Lake. Crystals, essential oils, jewelry, metaphysical stuff. Discover a wide selection of mystical treasures. Engage with knowledgeable experts and immerse yourself in vibrant community holistic enthusiasts. Again, it's to celebrate the start of summer and the longest day of the year and to enjoy oils and jewelry and crystals and psychic and tarot card readers. It's happening in Brandon Saturday, 11 till 5, North End Community Center behind Lady of the Lake. At Elkhorn Resort, Clarsaux Nordic Spa, at Clear Lake. If you're going to be up at Riding Mountain National Park this summer, make the Elkhorn Resort your home base. Home of the Clarsaux Nordic Spa, where you can get a stay and soak special. You and a guest, $299 is the price. You stay in a deluxe room at the Elkhorn Resort, and you get two Clarsaux Nordic Spa passes. Again, it's just $299 for select days in June, but time is running out. There is only about a half dozen days left that you'd be able to book that. Call the Elkhorn Resort for more details. Give them a follow on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter as well, so you can stay up to date on all the specials at Elkhorn Resort, Clarsaux Nordic Spa, your headquarters when visiting Riding Mountain National Park and beautiful Clear Lake, Manitoba. Did you see Kate Middleton made a return over the weekend? She is looking fantastic. Isn't this great? It was the King's birthday, and she was out with the family on the, and it was just awesome to see her. Just awesome. She's looking fantastic. That smile has never looked better. Now, Prince William, on the other hand, I was a little concerned. Has he always had a hairline like that? I've always been, you know, my eyes always go over to the princess. I'm not really necessarily looking at him. I was like, okay, she's looking lovely. Her cancer treatments continue and things are going great. She is just fantastic. Kids are looking like they're somewhat interested in what's going on. But whoa, Will, what happened? Where did the hair go? The hair go bye-bye. And she also had a statement that said that, while she still has a long road ahead, things are going very well. Treatment is so far effective. And, the proof is in the pudding. She looked great. She looked refreshed and exuberant. And, we're all rooting for her. And, my thoughts were that, something as awful as cancer can happen to somebody high profile like this, just as it can to anybody. But I think that once she beats this, and I believe she will, she will undoubtedly champion that cause, and the cause could use someone like that. Let's be honest. I mean, cancer has affected far too many people, and the more champions of, cancer research and fundraising that we can get, the better it is, and the closer we'll get to finding a cure for this stupid disease. I wonder what gifts he got for Dad's Day. What do you get for the guy who has everything? Rogaine. Maybe Rogaine? Is that what you put? From a study of sitting and sipping. Sipping and sitting. If you're sitting and sipping, and I would think that if you're somebody who's exercising, it's not going to hurt you to drink coffee. But I think that coffee gets the blood moving. It gets the heart pumping in a good way. Now, if you're drinking those caffeinated drinks, I think that you can overdo it quite easily. But coffee? Oh, yeah. Coffee for the win, Azumba Bernice says. Coffee for the win. How much coffee would you say you drink in a day? Half a pot a day? One pot a day? I know Tasha is not on the coffee. I know that. But she's having her decaffeinated tea right now. But how many pots a day would you go through? Would it be a half a pot, a full pot? Do you go through two pots? When I worked at the radio station, I'd go through three pots a day. With my podcast and live stream, I'm probably going through a good solid pot a day. A good, nice. So I've cut back on the coffee a little bit. It's probably why I'm so draggy. I think I need some more coffee in my life. Toss says, I'm usually sipping my tea while I'm doing everything around the house. I don't, if you took my coffee away, I wouldn't be able to function. I am one of those people.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
These are questions asked of travel agents. These are real. Do they have different money in other countries? I was looking online at the picture of our room. I hate curtains. I don't think I'll be able to sleep in that room with those curtains. Can you please cancel my whole trip? These are actual questions asked of actual travel agents. Can you guarantee that no pet has ever been in the hotel room I'm staying in? What address do I put on my luggage tags? Is it windy on the beach? This will be our family's first cruise, and we have several cabins on different decks. Do all the decks go to the same ports of call? Do they speak English in Britain? Are there toll roads on the way to Hawaii? See, this is when you get asked these questions as a travel agent, they mark these down. When someone is asking if there is a road to Hawaii, how can they afford that trip to Hawaii? What is it that you do for a living that they pay you money, but yet you don't understand that Hawaii is completely surrounded by water? No? Yeah? I'd love a train trip to Africa. No, I mean, I want a train trip from New York to Cape Town. Another one. What time does the sun come up in Australia? Can you book two rooms in different parts of the resort, one for me and my wife and the other for my girlfriend? I bet that question gets asked a fair amount. Booking two rooms in different parts of the resort, one for me, one for my wife, the other for my girlfriend. These are actual questions asked of actual travel agents. Molly says, my friend asked me if Tennessee had any gas stations. We had some. My co-host, Crystal, came from the town of Boisevain. Now, this town is about 10 miles north of the U.S. border. So there, it's the first stop for a lot of American tourists that come up. And it was June, and she was working at the drive-in there where they sell ice cream and hamburgers. And this American car with two snow machines on the back pulled in, true story, pulled in to the Boys of Ane drive-in. I think it's called Busy Bee. Maybe I'm right. I don't know. And they had snow machines on the back, and they legit ordered their food and asked Crystal how far they had to drive, how much further north they had to drive to get to snow so that they could put their snow machines on the ground. You're going to be driving a while. I don't think we got roads that go that far. You know, and when I was in California the first time, and I met these delightful folks who had never left the state, never left California, and they were such a wonderful family and super nice, Canadian nice. And of course, we said we were from Canada. And she said, it's so awesome that you could come down here and get out of the cold weather. How much snow do you still have up there? And this was August. And I mean, I'm from Canada. And yes, it's cold where I am. It is relatively cold most of the time. We do only get 2 weeks of summer, but we do get 2 weeks of summer. And Tennessee, I bet, does have gas stations. And I bet Tennessee has got boiled peanuts, too. Boiled peanuts. Available at those gas stations. One of the only foods you should really eat from a gas station. Cheryl says you can't fix stupid with duct tape or WD-40. Questions of travel agents. Can you please plan a honeymoon for me, my bride, and my mother? And what language do they speak in Spain? I was in Australia in 1969, and I want to contact the girl I dated while I was at King's Cross. Can you help me find her? They plan trips. They can't find people. Can I fish off the cruise ship? Okay, so there's a question that I would ask. And I admittedly, I know it's a stupid question, but why can't you fish off a cruise ship? Don't throw rocks at me. Don't laugh at me. But why can't you fish off a cruise ship? If you brought a fishing pole, you're in the water, and I can understand, like, and we had a video on this show of a guy. He got tossed off the, they don't mess around. They made the video, and he caught a fish, and they put it on TikTok, and he's punted. Like, geez, relax. Relax, Captain Loveboat. I mean, really? Who's getting hurt? It's not like you're duck hunting off the ship. You know, boom, 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 boom. It's a fishing rod. I mean, Cindy says no burritos from gas stations. Oh, yeah, to stay away from those. The 99-cent super big ones, don't do it. Derek says it's 800 feet down to the water. So you got lots of line. So what? Blessed Mom says, then what do you plan to do with the fish if you catch one? We'll eat it, of course. You pull it into your room, and then you whack it on the head, and then you take it down to the kitchen, and you say to, or you know what they should do, though, in all seriousness. They should have a fishing section, like a smoking section at a restaurant or a bar. If you go to deck 4, that's the lower deck, at the back of the ship, please bring your fishing rod and come go fishing. Why not? Be great. Your 10 stories up may be the reason. Yeah, okay, but have a fishing section. So I realize you're high. I can, you don't want to get people stuck with your hook. I get that. Although Quentin says he remembers watching Love Boat, they were skeet shooting. Oh, shooting's okay, but fishing's not. I don't get that one. That's a good question. And I will continue to ask it, and I will continue to push for a fishing section on cruise ships. It would be a delightful thing to do. And then it keeps the chefs busy cooking up your catch on the ship. Another person asks, can you give me a list of all the ATMs in Paris before I go? Can we pet the lions when we're on our African safari? One time. You may not pet anything ever again. Another question, are there supermarkets in Sydney and do they all have milk? Probably. Does the crew on the cruise ship sleep on the ship as well? I guess maybe they think that at the ports of call that the crew gets off the ship. But then who serves you your stuff? Anyway, I'd like to get married in the Caribbean on an island where the marriage is not legal in the U.S. Can you make that happen? Why would you want to get married in a place where it's not recognized in the United States if you are a citizen of that country? That doesn't make any sense. Will there be shadows on my face at 4 o'clock when the pictures are taken on my cruise? Do you have any resorts with a pool? Will you watch my pet while I'm away? Can I carry weapons on the plane? Can I wear high heels in Australia? Do we need to be twins to sleep in a twin bed? Oh my God. Has this cruise ship ever sunk before? Can you arrange for the whales to jump in the background while I'm proposing to my girlfriend? That would look really cool in my picture. Oh my God. Can you imagine being on the call with this young person who's taking the time to enlist the help of a travel agent? And the young person says, can you arrange for a whale to jump in the background? Because I've seen it on Instagram and it looks amazing. So if you can arrange that, that would be so good. I'll tip you. No, we can't arrange that. Can you hold the boat for me while I'm 3 hours late, says Molly. Oh my God. This person says, I wish I could go to Hawaii, but I don't have a passport. And they're a U.S. citizen. Does the time difference mean that we'll get there faster? These are just phenomenal. These are questions, real questions, asked of travel agents. What would happen if I flushed a ship toilet while I was sitting on it? Will I go down into the ocean? Are these asked by 10-year-olds? Can I get a refund on my trip if it rains while I'm there? What time does the midnight buffet start on the cruise? Is food included in an all-inclusive? I bet you the first time I booked an all-inclusive, I may have asked that. Does ocean view mean that I'm going to see the ocean while I'm on that ship? No, it means that are there kids at the adult-only resort? Do I have to use my real name when I buy a ticket? Because I go around booking hotels with pseudonyms? Holy shit. Oh, my God. People are funny. Oh, my God. Which countries are represented in your continental breakfast? That's a good question. Which ones are, Quentin? Which ones are? Because another question is, I want to take a cruise to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. How far can planes go on a tank of gas? Does it matter? As long as you get there, really? Will the snow be cold at the winter resort I'm going to? Yes, yes, it will be cold. Yes. How do planes fly at night when it's so dark? You know, these are starting to hurt my brain. These are starting to hurt my brain. How long does it take to get to Indonesia from anywhere? Which bus will I have to take to get from the Orkney Islands to the Shetland Islands? Do I have to bring my own bedding to this resort? Does the ship have lifeboats? Are there icebergs in the Caribbean? Can I take my cats on a cruise ship? How many pairs of socks should I take on this trip? Are there sharks in the ocean? What time does the sun set? That's what your phone is for. Molly says, is there toilet paper in the bathroom or do I need to take socks? Scary that there are people out there that are this smart. Well, and this is, I'm glad they're using a travel agent because is it safe to drink the bath water in Mexico? Well, see, that's a legit question. A lot of people concerned about water quality when they go to Mexico. What's the safest seat on the plane if it crashes? I've heard that question being asked before. These are all Googleable. Things like, can you guarantee the weather? Come on. I can't guarantee that you'll win free gas or free groceries, but what I can guarantee you is phenomenal service from the crew at Sunrise Credit Union. If you go to get a loan, they have got $1,000 in gas and grocery gift card contest from local businesses for one lucky member in each of their three districts for a total of $3,000 at Sunrise Credit Union. Now, if you get your loan before August the 3rd, you will qualify for this contest. Now, the only thing that I think is left out on these is mortgages, but all other loans should qualify. But again, don't take my word for it. What you want to do is you want to go to sunrisecu.mb.ca and get all the details on this contest, again, until August. Also, Sunrise Credit Union would like to congratulate all the scholarship winners for 2024. Sunrise Credit Union has given away over $24,000 in scholarships, with 14 different scholarships going to applicants across southern Manitoba. That is phenomenal. Congratulations to all the graduating class of 2024. Recipients included Shaylee in Elkhorn, Kendra in Cypress River, Sienna in Brandon, Nadia in Soulsgrowth, Grandview, Hartney, Glenboro represented, Bruxelles, Dominique in Verdon, and Nicholas in Brandon. Sunrise Credit Union would like to thank all the applicants and extend a heartfelt congratulations to scholarship recipients. Sunrise Credit Union, building a brighter future together. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op. Again, your opportunity to get yourself some awesome steak, sausages, anything to throw on the barbecue. Maybe for Dad's Day, you didn't get that steak you wanted. Swing on by Co-ops of Westman and take a look at their incredible meat selection. Whether it be the steaks that are sitting there aging, waiting for you to throw on the grill, or the Co-op gold cheese-filled smokies, burgers, and the Co-op Sensible Wieners that were featured at the Keystone Center 50th birthday bash that came so highly recommended. People singing the praises of what could be the ideal Westman hot dog. The Co-op Gold Wiener in a Kuiper's Family Bakery bun. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And thank you, Co-op, for being sponsors of the 50th birthday bash over the Keystone Center this past weekend. And at Leon's Furniture Superstore, Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, where the no money miracle continues. Your opportunity to do not pay till 2026 with 0% interest and no monthly payments, OAC on your FlexiCard. Other than the taxes and fees, don't pay till 2026. Oh, they've got special pricing on beds, on sofas, on chairs. If you're looking for a new dining room suite, maybe you're looking for some new patio furniture. How about electronics? Need a new TV, new stereo system, maybe a new fridge or stove? Make it Leon's. Again, go to leons.ca or visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. If you're going to be biking, please make sure to wipe the seat when you're done if you're riding your bike naked, because this can happen on occasion where you say to yourself, and you ride around town, shocking your neighbors and fellow citizens, and you ring your bell. You ring the bell like you're the ice cream truck coming down the street. Ding, 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 ding. Hello, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. And then just watch the reaction on people's faces as your naked backside scoots across the neighborhood. Hey, it's just naked Tyler coming through. Oh man, nothing like the wind against my nips. Nothing like the wind hitting the nips. I'm free as a bird. I'm free. The city of Toronto, where they have a bike share program, is reminding its citizens to please wipe down your seats if you are renting a bike for your very own naked ride. It's only the courteous thing to do. You don't want to be getting on a bike with a bunch of skid marks. Leave the skid marks for the road, not your bicycle seat. But this is where we are in Canada. Anything goes. Anything goes in Canada. It's how it is here now. Get naked and go ride a bike. This from the city that has told us to keep our car keys in the porch in case someone comes to steal your vehicle. Make it easy for them. Thanks again to our friends at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, more specifically the Dauphin location, for being great hosts on Friday's show. We had so much fun up there. They've got what they call dream cookies. Have you seen the dream cookies? Double stuffed Oreo. Like, it's like an Oreo cookie on steroids. They've also got the Reese's mini cookies. They're dream cookies. They're over the top, super rich, super delectable cookies available now at Tim Hortons. And of course, flatbread pizza is so popular. Your opportunity to enjoy one of four flavors of the flatbread pizza at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. They come in chicken parmesan, bacon, everything, pepperoni, and simply cheese. And you can wash that down with their sparkling quencher flavors, the mango starfruit and wildberry hibiscus, which is what I was enjoying in Dauphin on Friday. God, the weather was so hot. It was gorgeous. The weather was hot and the hibiscus was ice cold, ice chunks floating around, and it was just so refreshing, so good. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. And our friends at Epla Office, busy weekend for home sales again. Remember, if you're buying or selling a home, remember you're going to need a lawyer to get that transaction done. And I want you to remember our friends at Epla Office. You will find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. And they don't just do real estate law. They can help you with your small business if you're looking to incorporate, or maybe you're looking at redoing your will, planning a will, doing some estate planning, or maybe a will is done. You've got questions. They've got answers for you at Epp Law Office on 18th Street. Epp Law Office is also on all the social media channels, including Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Give them a follow if you're in the market for buying or selling a home in the near future. So here's the guy who had his picture taken in the restaurant. This is the picture that got the guy, the one person fired. What came in the door was a guy in his lunch date, a blow-up doll. Knew one of two things was going to happen. It would get no views when I posted this, or it would blow up and I would be fired. Well, that's exactly what happened. It blew up and she got fired for taking a picture of a client with a blow-up doll.
This calls for it. I work at a nice restaurant in Charlotte, and I need you guys to see what just came in the door.
Okay, so do you think that that's a fireable offense? I don't know about that. She's always saying, oh, she's always got that, look on her face. And she's dressed appropriately. Like, I mean, it's not like she doesn't have any clothes on like those naked bike riders in Toronto. I don't see what the problem is here. If somebody posted a pic of a celebrity, they probably wouldn't get fired. Excellent point. If that was Jennifer Lopez and she was there with her Ben Affleck blow-up doll, she wouldn't have got fired. Everyone would be. Say, oh, poor Jennifer Lopez. Anyway, that'll be my dinner date for today, my lunch date for today. Hey, the sun is out, and oh my God, my fence is still standing up. Look at this, my fence survived. It survived. I hope that you have a great Monday. Thanks for being here, guys. We got to roll. I got to split as our countdown to that last day of school continues. Just 10 days to go, and summer officially begins, although summer is supposed to be coming in Thursday afternoon. Have a great day. I hope the wind doesn't blow you away, and we'll reconvene tomorrow at 7 a.m. Thank you so much for being here, guys. Thanks to our sponsors, and we shall see you again tomorrow for more food and fun places and mayhem of life. Thanks for sharing your weekend details with me and pictures and stuff, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great day, guys. Thank you for being here. See you for tomorrow's show at 7 a.m. Have a great Monday, guys. Here we go.
It's here, the Omaha Steaks Cyber Sale. We're talking 50% off site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. There's no better time to shop for everyone on your list. And when you shop omahasteaks.com today, you'll get an additional $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. With Omaha Steaks, you can slay your gift list and send a perfect assortment that everyone will love. USDA certified tender steaks, beefy burgers, premium air chilled chicken, decadent desserts, and so much more. There's something for everyone on your list. And every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't wait. Shop the Cyber Sale now at omahasteaks.com to save 50% site-wide and an extra 20% off select packages. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOLIDAYGIFT. Hurry, sale ends December 2nd. Terms apply. See site for details.